Death in Venice, written by Thomas Mann, read by Peter Noble. 1. On a spring afternoon of the year 19, when our continent lay under such threatening weather for whole months, Gustav Aschenbach, or von Aschenbach, as his name read officially after his 50th birthday, had left his apartment on the Prinzregentenstrasse in Munich and had gone for a long walk. Overwrought by the trying and precarious work of the forenoon, which had demanded a maximum wariness, prudence, penetration, and rigour of the will, the writer had not been able, even after the noon meal, to break the impetus of the productive mechanism within him, that motus animi continuus, which constitutes, according to Cicero, the foundation of eloquence. And he had not attained the healing sleep, which, what with the increasing exhaustion of his strength, he needed in the middle of each day. So he had gone outdoors, soon after tea, in the hopes that air and movement would restore him and prepare him for a profitable evening. It was the beginning of May, and after cold, damp weeks, a false midsummer had set.